taking.
But you say you wouldn't feel easy about it. You say you felt
tense.
And some of them say, well, they'll get home all right. Just don't
worry.
And a child would say, I'm not going to go upstairs in the dark.
I'm scared.
And you say, well, I don't see why she's scared now. She
didn't used to be.
Okay. And someone who leaves a lot of money on the table and goes outside and doesn't even bother to lock the door, you say they're mighty...
mighty stupid.
Or with their money, he's...
mighty... generous with their money?
Or just leaving it lying around like that. He's going to get it stolen. He's too...
liberal.
Okay. What's the opposite of careful?
Careless.
Uh-huh. And someone who makes up his own mind, and then there's no point in trying to argue with him. He won't change his mind. You say that he's too...
too greedy?
Huh?
Too greedy?
Okay. Or, like, he never admits he's wrong. He won't back down.
So, you got one mind, one type mind.
That you can't joke with without him losing his temper. You'd say that he's
hot tempered.
Okay. Or he's, you better not tease him about that, because on that subject he's still
a little touchy.
Okay. And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get so
upset.
And if someone's about to lose their temper, you tell them, now just
calm down.
And you say, there's nothing really wrong with that, Liz. Sometimes she acts kind of...
kind of strange.
Any other words you could use?
Odd.
What about the word queer or far?
Kind of queer, yes. I guess I might use it.
What does that word mean now?
Queer, we use it on, like, a homosexual. He's a queer.
Has that word, queer, always been homosexual?
As far as I know, yes. As far as I can remember.
What about the word in Spanish? What would that mean?
Joto.
J-O-T-O?
Yes, I guess you spell it J-O-T-O.
Is that word, Joto, is that just a slang term that's recent, or is it?
No, that's an old word, meaning that, I guess, means that he's hot in the pants or something like that.
Huh?
Meaning that he's hot in the pants or something like that.
And say you've been working very hard, you say you were very...
tired.
Any other expressions?
Fatigue.
Okay. Or you say, I'm just completely...
run down.
Or using the
exhausted.
Term, wear out. You say, I'm just completely...
wore out.
And if a person had been well, and suddenly you hear that they've got some disease, you'd ask, well, yesterday, when I saw them, they were fine. When was it that they... what, sick? When was it that they...
became sick?
Or another word instead of became. Was a good thing. You said it took sick or got sick or was taken sick?
Got sick.